WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 215, Riding the Monorail to the Magic Kingdom. Join us now for another of my Walt Disney World memories as we close out our time in Epcot and park hop to the Magic Kingdom on the magical highway in the sky. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. So have you seen this coverage coming out of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge and the new Star Wars Rise of the Resistance attraction? Oh my goodness, this looks like an amazing experience. They really have taken the time to build a story and share it with you, starting in the queue, which really becomes kind of act one of the attraction. I'm so excited to go and take the kids on this, hopefully this fall. Yeah, that's right. Tracy and I are talking about another trip, and hopefully this time we get to catch all of the rides and lands that we haven't seen yet. Things like Star Wars Galaxy's Edge and, Pandora, the world of Avatar. But for now, let's relive another great memory from our last trip to Walt Disney World. We'll be continuing our day in August of 2018. It's sunny and warm with the occasional breeze, but the crowds are lighter today, so at least we aren't packed into the parks. As you'll remember from our previous memory, we did one last ride in Epcot, stopping in to help find Nemo once again, and are heading towards the exit. As we join our memory, we've loaded the little ones into a stroller and made our way through the breezeway under Spaceship Earth and now towards the exit with the plan to finish out the day at the Magic Kingdom. I'm excited at this point because we're going to be able to watch the new Happily Ever After fireworks for the very first time, but we'll first need to transport ourselves to the parks, and what better way than Disney's monorail system? The ride, however, is not a perfect one, and in fact, we won't actually share it all with you. I try to include most of the narration that you're familiar with so that you can at least feel like you're there as we travel from Epcot to the Magic Kingdom, but it's a little soft and hard to really hear over the conversations kind of going on in the car, so pay attention closely to that. However, when we transfer at the transportation and ticket center to the express monorail, we happen to get on a car with a child who was in the throes of a major temper tantrum and just could not be consoled. So I'll pretty much skip over that entire section of travel, so don't worry. So to you, we'll just be pretty much getting on and right back off immediately. Instead, we'll stay with the memory as we make our way into the park entrance and scan our wristbands once again, this time without the security checkpoint since we came from Epcot and already did it there. Then we'll cross under the train trestle as the train is pulling out of the Main Street station and begin strolling up Main Street USA as we finish out today's memory. So I have to be honest, Tracy and I have timed it to see which is faster. Her driving the car and parking it, or us taking the monorail, and honestly, depending on the day, it's pretty much a wash. So why do we do it then? Because it's just so cool and the kids love it. It's just a way to avoid losing that magic in the middle of the day by stepping out of the fantasy and experience and back into reality. So why not take advantage of it? Now, sometimes there are tired children or not so pleasant smelling people, and But in the world me and my family regularly live in, there are no elevated trains for public transportation, so futuristic monorail, that's still very magical to us. Before we jump into the attraction, I want to remind you that you can find out how to contact and follow me, find show notes, see photos and videos, and of course become a show supporter all on our www-memories.net website. Don't forget, if you like what you hear and want to support the show, you can become a patron supporter, and as my thank you gift to you, begin receiving ad-free memories for as little as $1 a month. Just go to www.memories.net/support to find out all the ways you can help the show keep going. We're up to 147 ratings on Apple Podcasts. Thank you for your continued support there. This is only a small percentage of listeners, so if you haven't left a review yet, help me out. Make sure you head over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening and give your feedback. Those reviews not only help the show be found by more subscribers, but they also give potential new listeners an idea of how great this podcast is. Today's memory is in binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now join my family as we park hop to the Magic Kingdom on the magical highway in the sky.
Over there, the green shirts.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you. A Brazil contingency, did you see that? Now, oh, here's our monorail. We have a minute, it's gonna go around the park, but. Shade. Can we just ride here?
Sure.
All right. Oh, these were the really cold fountains. Yes. Unless. They don't have to, but most likely they will. These are the cold fountains. Mikey. Yes. Oh, there is a handle down there. Oh, sorry. Come on. Why don't you sit?
Please stand clear of the door. Por favor, mantengan
Come on,
Zeus. De las puertas.
It's dark and it's air conditioned.
We liked it better last time because there was a train that we liked better that wasn't as bad.
No, I don't want anything to put it away, though.
We're traveling to the Transportation and Ticket Center.
Yes.
For those of you standing, please hold on to the handrails throughout our journey.
Well, no. Stay
clear of the door. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please. Thank you. The spirit of that bus is how it will design all 28,000 acres of the Walt Disney World.
Are the wheels locked on this?
You'll find the application.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. No, they're not. I couldn't get a lock.
As we demonstrate our philosophy, we hope you are enjoying your journey along our highway in the sky.
Sure.
Disney Monorails have been operating at Disneyland since 1959. The Walt Disney World Monorail System.
Share some with your brother, please.
1971, and was expanded to include Epcot in 1980. Mark 6 Monorails replaced the original Mark 4 Monorails at the Walt Disney World Resort in early 1991. Each train has a capacity of over 300 passengers and travels at speed of 40 miles per hour. You may have noticed that each part of the Monorail is identified with a different color stripe. Our pilots use the color to help identify the Monorail.
Does it need to be shoved in, or?
I was going to.
Originating from the Transportation Agency, there are three separate Monorail companies. These include the Epcot Monorail, the Express Monorail, the Magic Kingdom, and the Resort Monorail, which serves as Disney's contemporary and Polynesian village resorts and Disney's Grand Floridian Resort as well. Altogether, you can travel on the built-in tablets with this environmentally friendly Walt Disney World Monorail system.
At this hour of the day, I would do the monorail.
When exiting, we ask that you please exit here to make room for guests waiting to board. However, you may reboard our monorail at any time. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as you board, please move all the way across your car to make room for everyone.
Yeah.
job. Come on, Susie. Hold on. Yep. Down the ramp and into the park. Come here, Mikey and Susie. How are you? Thank you. There is no back deck. We're done. Yeah, I would love it if they got that straight for Epcot. Susie. Mickey Mouse. I see Mickey Mouse.
I do.
Sorry. Come on over. I'm gonna switch to this side and I'll stay on this side.
Into that?
Bye.
Good job.